Great morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to choose to rejoice and be glad in this day. For the Lord, he is good and he is worthy to be what? Praise. Come on, let's give God some glory this morning. I'm excited this morning because I know God is able and God will not fail. He will work out every situation that you're going through. So let's go on and give God some praise. Let's go on and get excited about what he's going to do, realizing that this is the day that he has made. We don't have no other choice but to rejoice. You tell yourself, I'm going to rejoice and be glad in this day that God has given me another chance to live. God has given me another chance for miracles to take place. God has given me another chance to go and recover all, listen, without fail. You got to get into a place that we're still in expectation mode. And I believe that God is up to something real good in our life. So I want you to not only be excited, but I want you to stay excited. I want you to stay excited like you know that God is going to do it for you. Like the man of God released over the prayer line last week, he said it's going to work. You got to believe that this thing is going to work for you. No matter what happens in your life, it's going to work. It's going to work this time. You tell yourself, it's going to work this time. No matter what you did last week, no matter what you did last year, no matter how many times you apply, listen, it got a new grace on it. It got a new grace on this thing. And the grace is that it will work this time. That means every business idea that didn't work last season, God said it's going to work this time. Every idea that you had is going to work this time. The job, go back and apply, is going to work this time. God is telling us, okay, I have given you access to say it's going to work this time. Use your authority. Use your key that the Lord has already given you. That his promises are yes and amen, and he told you that it's going to work this time. But we got to get into a frame of mind where we believe that we first got to believe that it's going to work. You got to believe that no matter what's happening, that it's going to work for you this time. I know it's impossible with man, including yourself. I know it's impossible, but God said, all things are possible with him. So you got to tell yourself, because I got God inside of me, because he's talking with me, and I got the kingdom of God in me, that it's going to work this time. Why? Because I got the greater in me. I got the one that say he will teach me all things in me. So you got to tell yourself, that's why it's going to work this time, because I got the greater one that's inside of me. I got the one that say he can do exceedingly abundantly inside of me. You got to understand, people, that God is getting ready to allow us to taste and see how good he is. God is getting ready to allow us to experience a supernatural comeback. You tell yourself, I'm getting ready to have one of the greatest comebacks in my life. Why? Because God said it's going to work this time. Father God, we say thank you right now for your word. Right now, God, because you have given us the word, God. I thank you right now, God, for the word that you have given us, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that today will be the day, God, that we will hold on to your word, God, that we will not allow the enemy, God, to come in and steal, God, what you have already given us, God. But I decree and declare right now, God, that it's not by power, it's not by might, God, but it is by your spirit, God. I decree and declare, God, no matter what comes up in our life, God, that we will believe your word, God, because your word is the only thing that say it would not return back void. God, I decree and declare right now, God, that we will continue to stand for you, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that we will not give up or give in this season, God, but we will know, we will show you, God, that even though trouble come, God, even though tribulations come, God, that we're going to show you that, God, we're going to stand no matter what, God, because your word declares that nothing separates us from you, God. And I decree and declare right now, God, that today will be a day, God, that miracles will take place, God. I'm dying of every spirit of sickness right now. I decree and declare right now that some people are healed from the crown of their head, God, to the sole of their feet right now. I pray for Tanja right now, God, that you are strengthening her body right now. I pray right now, God, that her body is strengthened like never before, God. I decree and declare right now, God, every sickness and every disease, God, loose Tanja right now and let her go. I decree and declare right now her body is free, God, because your word declares whom the Son has set free, God, is free indeed, God. So I decree and declare right now, God, this woman of God has been a servant before you, God, for years, God, have prayed for others, God. Now I lift her up before you right now, God. I decree and declare right now, God, by your stripes that she's healed, God, that she will experience your presence like never before, God, of healing, God. I decree and declare right now, Jehovah Rapha, we call upon you right now, touch her body. battle right now, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that we battle every strong man of sickness right now. I tell her about it right now that she's healed, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that you will put your super on her natural this morning, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that her testimony will be, God, that you heal, God, you deliver, God, and you set her free, God. I pray right now, God, that those in need of a healing, God, is already granted to them right now, God, because you have given us great confirmation in your word, God. You said this sickness is not unto death, God. So we will not fear in this season, God, but we will know that you are a healer, God. Up, God. We will know that you are a healer, God, and we got the power, God, over every devil and every disease, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that we will know, God, that you have given us the power, God, that to command every disease to loose us right now. I pray right now, God, that those that got healing issues, God, that haven't even said nothing to no one, God, I call for their bodies to be healed right now, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet right now, God. Nothing is impossible with you, God. You just told us, God, that all things are possible with you, God. So I decree and declare right now, God, healing is possible right now. Healing over their household right now. Healing over their family right now, God. You said that you wish above all things, God, that we will prosper and be in good health, God, even as our soul prosper, God. So I release good health and prosperity over this prayer line, God, like never before, God. They are walking in that true calling, God. I decree and declare right now, God, they are healed and living good, God. They are healed and living good, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that they are healed, God, and their testimony will be, God, to others, God, that you are a healer, God. God, that's one of their rewards, God, for seeking you, God. You say you reward those that diligently seeking you, God. So I decree and declare right now, God, healing will be their portion in this season, God. Heal broken hearts this morning, God. Heal people from marriage and problems, God. Heal people from parents and problems, God. Heal people from words that have been spoken over their life, God, that they see they can't forget, God. Heal right now, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that you say when we must pray, God, we must forgive. Give, God. So I decree and declare right now, God, before I release a blessing over their life, God, I pray right now, God, that they would get the spirit to forgive like never before, God, because your word declares, God, forgive, God. You can't forgive us, God. So I decree and declare right now, God, no matter how hard it is, God, that we would get the mindset to want to forgive, God, and take our power back, God, that no longer with certain situations, God, have power over us, God. But today, God, they will let it go, God. I call for a fresh slate right now, God. I decree and declare right now that they know they can repent and move forward right now, God. I call them out of every stuck place right now that they're in, God. No more will they stay stuck. No more will they stay stagnated, God. No more, God. But I call them to move forward right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. They pass and no longer have them hindered, God. Every relationship, God, that's not meant for your people, God, I curse it to the root right now. I decree in the club right now, God, that we call for good friendship right now. We call for good business partners right now. I decree in the club right now, God, for what you're doing in this season, God. God, you're elevating, God, like never before, God. I decree in the club right now, God, that we will receive every elevation that you're giving us, God. I decree in the club right now that we would not despise the small things, God, that you're doing for us in this season, God. Realizing, God, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, God. I decree in the club right now, God, that we would not get distracted, God. We would not get distracted, God, in this season, God. But we will continue to keep our minds set upon you, God. I decree in the club right now, God, that we would not get caught up in the smoke screen, God, that the enemy is trying to play with our mind, God. But I decree in the club right now, God, that we will capture every thought, God. I decree in the club right now, God, that every stronghold right now, God, that's on your people right now, I command it to loose them right now and let them go. I bind up every spirit of death right now that's trying to creep up on your people right now. I bind you. I see you, but I bind you up right now. And I send you back to the pits of hell. They will live and not die and declare the works of your name, God. I say it again, God, they will live. They will live, God. I say they will live and declare the works of your name, God. God, you said in your word, God. For a few things, God, that you will make us ruler over many, God, and that's what you're getting ready to do, God, that you're getting ready to make us ruler over many, God, that you're getting ready to do something as big for our lives, God, that you're getting ready to do it right now, God. God, we in expectation, God, for you to move like never before, God. I call for hospitals, God, that they can take up their bed right now the debt cancellation right now. Hit this front line like never before. I decree the cut. Got the zero balance right now, God. They owe no man nothing but the love of God. That's according to your word, God. I decree the cut right now, God. 750 credit scores all over this front line like never before, God. Continue to give us strategies right now, God. How to have, how to be debt free, God. And how to have financial wisdom, God. That you're doing it quick, fast, and in a hurry, God. Continue to give us wisdom, God. Understanding, God. Continue to give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, God. I pray for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding all over this time like never before, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that we will just not be healed of your word, God, that we will be doers, God. I decree and declare, God, that we will just not allow your word just to lie dormant in our life, God. But, God, we will take the word, God, and apply it to our life, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that today, God, that you will set us free, God. Set us free, God, from debt, God. Set us free, God, from any problem, God, that's been holding us down, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that today will be the day of favor, God. Today will be a day of miracles to take place like never before, God. I decree and declare right now, God, that we are moving forward into their destiny right now. God, that they're doing what you have called and anointed and appointed them to be right now. God, I decree and declare right now, God. God, you say that the weak say that I am strong, God. Everyone that's feeling weak right now, I decree and declare that you're strengthening them right now from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet right now, God. God, you ask us in your word, God. Whose report are we going to believe, God? God, we're going to believe your report, God, because your report is stable to us, God. Your report, it remains, God, the same, God, because you said it would not return that void, God. You said it would not lie to us, God. So I pray right now, God. That you're doing it faster than you're doing it in a hurry. I decree in the club right now that it's already done. I pray right now, God, that you say you come to set the captives free, God. So I call for freedom over this town like never before, God. Freedom in their mind, God. Freedom to move forward right now. I bind up every spirit of anger right now. No longer will they be depressed. No longer will they worry, God. Those that are in need of jobs, I command it to be granted right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Promotions be granted right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We call for jobs that's going to pay them good, God. We call for jobs that's going to give them a great salary, God. And let them will not interfere, God, for the work that they're doing for you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Somebody, somewhere, to use their power, their ability, their influence, their money, their resources to help us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Because it's in your name. It's in your name. Amen. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Woo. Amen. 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 I just see God doing great things. I see God doing great, great, great things. I just see it. I see great, great things happening. Oh, we thank you. How back at 12, we have lunch and learn with Pastor Regina Peoples. If you want to extend into our how moment, call back at 12. The woman of God is going to teach us today. Tell a friend to tell a friend that they want, if you want somebody to experience the aha moment with you, you tell them to call in at 12. We have service today in our Columbus location at 447 Andrews Road. This is the day that we learn more about credit and more about being debt free. So if you want to learn more about credit and how your credit can work for you and how you can be on the road to being debt free, because that's what we've been praying and God is answering. You want to invite somebody out to service today? We have service in our Columbus location at 447 Andrews Road at 7, Wednesday night. On behalf of our Archbishop Kevin T. Mother Sr., his wife, Audrey Mezzo, and the whole Power of Faith family and myself, I thank y'all for calling on this panel this morning. Y'all go and you enjoy your day. Amen.